Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig's film, is earning plaudits. It's a love story, the vexing love between a mother and a daughter who really do love each other, but spend much of their time bickering.
I want to go where culture is,
but
like
how
New
in the
York,
world did I raise such a
or at least
snob.
Connecticut or New Hampshire,
well,
where writers live in the
get
woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
Mom!
You can't even pass your driver's test.
Because you wouldn't let me practice
the way
enough.
That you work, or the way that you don't work, you're not even worth state tuition, Christine.
My name is Lady Bird.
Well, actually, it's not, and it's ridiculous.
Call me Lady Bird like Christine. You said you would.
You should just go to City College.
The film stars Saoirse Ronan as the 17-year-old daughter who rechristens herself Lady Bird, Tracy Letts as her father, the city of Sacramento as the town she can't wait to flee, and as her mother, Laurie Metcalf, the 3-time Emmy Award-winning actress for her signature role in Roseanne, perennial Tony Award nominee for her stage work, and a member of Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater Company. She joins us from Burbank, California. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
People who see this movie, from the first, they see the mother and daughter are both strong-willed and kind-hearted. So why can't they get along?
Yeah, we're seeing them at this little sliver in time where they are just butting heads constantly. Each one is triggering the other. There are so many buttons to push. You get the feeling that they've not always been like this, and they'll outgrow it also. But this is the moment when we see them. And the butting of heads was a fun thing to play, I will say. I have a teenager in my own home, so I could draw. I had wells and pools of experience to draw on in that arena.
Yeah, there's almost a throwaway line that is all the more powerful for it that your character Marion, the mother, has when she just says, "Well, my mother was an abusive alcoholic." Is it hard for children to see their parents, maybe especially their mother, as someone who was once a child and in some ways always still is a little bit somewhere?
It is, yes, for everyone, and you don't even consider it until you're much older and have gone through the teenage years yourself, and then maybe you are a mother. Maybe that's when it clicks in, you know, that, so my mom was only, you know, so-and-so age, 23, say, 27, when I was, you know, this child who was completely dependent on her. There are a lot of women who come out of the show and I've done too much theater, out of the movie, and
you haven't done too much theater. I just, as one of your fans, let me tell you, you haven't. But go ahead, all right.
But they say immediately, "I've got to call my mother," or "I've got to call my daughter," or "I want to see this with my mother or daughter."
Maybe you can explain this to me as much as a mother. As an actor, Marion, your character, is working double shifts at a psychiatric hospital, which becomes particularly tough after her husband loses his job. And we see the mother at work a couple of times where she is thoughtful and understanding with the people she works with and patients especially. And you sort of wonder, her daughter doesn't get the kind of break that
right. I think Greta was so smart to write in those tiny little tender moments because, you know, the fighting just could get old after a while because that's all the mother and daughter do. But yes, she wants her daughter to succeed so strongly that I think that she thinks that if she shows her any kind of softness, which I think Marion interprets as maybe as weakness even, that it's not pushing her daughter in the ways that that Marion thinks that she should be pushed. She talks about her not liking her daughter's work ethic in that first scene in the car. And I think that Marion has such a strong work ethic that she can't see anything else. And that if she's afraid that if her daughter just stops in her tracks, she'll never develop. And she's scared of letting her leave the nest, you know, without certain skills. I think everything between them is sort of based in fear.
Mm. Some of the most charming scenes in this film that don't feature you are the high school students who are auditioning for their high school musical.
I wish I could have done that. I wish I could have been I could have auditioned in that scene.
Was that you as a kid in Carbondale, Illinois?
Well, I was still much too shy at that point. I did get up the nerve to audition for a play, which was Auntie Mame, not the musical, but the play version.
Patrick Dennis, as I recall, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I was hooked right then and there, but I was still too practical to think that I would ever make a living at it. So I went into other things in college until I met my buddies at Steppenwolf.
Yeah. Well, what hooked you?
Well, I got a laugh. And actually, looking back, it was an accidental laugh. I didn't know what I did was funny.
Can you remember what that line was or what your physical shtick was that got the laugh?
I don't. I played a very, very tiny character, I think named Gloria Upson, who was supposed to marry Auntie Mame's son. And she said something like, we live at Ups and Downs.
See, I'm laughing.
I probably
it's
got to
be your delivery because it's not much
maybe,
of a line.
But, yeah. I think it was the true naivety that I said it with that earned me the laugh. And then I decided, I've got to figure this out more. I can't just throw lines, you know, juicy lines like this away. I've got to understand what I'm doing to make it work.
Yeah. Can you tell us anything about the return of Roseanne next year?
It's really been a throwback, you know. It's not trying to break any barriers. It's really a throwback to the scripts and the show being small and really about the family still, even though they've now been lifted out and plucked into 2017.
Yeah. I wondered if John Goodman was going to return and they would say, you know, that you were in the shower or something or whatever they...
Well, they do get around it, you know. Yeah. They have to in the first episode because we can't do it without him. The kids are grown. They have kids of their own. Everybody's in the house. Walking back onto that set, you know, this is horrible to say out loud, but from the first pilot that we did, it's been 29 years.
Oh, mercy.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And walking back onto the set, it was like no time had passed, which was very creepy. But I guess it's like riding a bike. I mean, we spent 9 years together, growing up together, especially the kids and having kids on the show. And it was like no time had passed. It was just fortuitous. It was just meant to be, I guess.
Yeah. So a last Lady Bird question. Mm-hmm. Do you tell yourself that mothers and daughters or fathers and sons should see this film?
Yeah. And sons and daughters of all ages. It's not necessarily the teenage years, you know, that people are relating to. But it's like a change. It's like watching somebody start to evolve and grow their wings, you know, but not really knowing where she wants to go, just wants to be different, just wants to leave and burn behind her everything that she's known. And it's not until hindsight when she actually leaves Sacramento and looks back that she realizes how much she actually loved the place.
Laurie Metcalf, she stars alongside Saoirse Ronan and Tracy Letts in Greta Gerwig's film Lady Bird. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me tight.